We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to another deep dive with us.
Yeah.
Today we're looking at a situation that one of you lovely listeners has shared with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real life neighborhood drama that unfolded after this listener moved into what they thought was going to be a quiet cul-de-sac.
Oh, always a recipe for disaster, right?
Right.
The cul-de-sac,
right.
Tightly packed.
You want that peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And then...
and everybody knows your business.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in this case, our source material is a letter that the listener sent to a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors, detailing their experience.
Oh, okay.
And, well, at first it seemed like they really did find what they were looking for.
Sure.
But then Darren enters the picture.
Oh, boy.
And it's interesting how often these situations start with something that just seems so innocuous.
Right.
And in this case, it was a parking dispute.
Oh, yeah.
So the listener's house doesn't have a driveway, just an allocated spot across the street.
Okay.
But Darren's rusty van just seemed to be permanently parked in that spot.
Always there.
So the listener did what any reasonable person would do. Right.
Yeah.
Left a polite note.
Yeah.
But Darren responded... not so politely.
Well, what's going on psychologically there? I mean, it seems like such an overreaction to just a note.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like he just immediately went on the offensive.
Right. Well, sometimes I think these seemingly small disputes become a battleground for something much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a need for control, a way to assert dominance.
Okay.
So it's not really about the parking spot itself at all.
Right.
It's about the power dynamic between these two people.
I see.
And the fact that it escalated from a note to, you know, deflated tires blocking the listener's car, even intimidating the tow truck driver.
Wow.
I mean, that's a red flag.
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the listener even mentioned that the other neighbors just kind of steered clear of Darren.
Uh-huh.
Almost like they knew what was coming.
Right.
Did he have a reputation, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, these patterns of behavior often repeat themselves.
Yeah.
He may have engaged in similar tactics before.
Yeah, okay. So the parking was bad enough, but then the listener finds dog poop smeared on their doorstep.
Oh.
And Darren doesn't even own a dog.
Okay, so this is getting a little more...
Yeah, this is deliberate.
This is deliberate.
Yeah.
This is meant to humiliate and unsettle.
Exactly.
It's a classic bullying tactic, you know, a way to intimidate, violate someone's personal space.
And this is all happening while they're trying to unpack and settle into their new home.
Oh, my gosh.
And she mentioned an interaction with Darren and his wife, Lisa.
Okay.
And Lisa seems really afraid of him.
Uh-huh.
But then he was verbally abusive towards the listener. So what do you make of that whole interaction?
Well, I think it's a glimpse into the power dynamics at play here.
Okay.
You know, Lisa's demeanor suggests that she might be a victim of abuse herself.
Right.
And unfortunately, that can sometimes spill over into how someone interacts with others outside the home.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then there's like the messing Ring doorbell, staring, the flashlight shining in the window at night. It seems like Darren was going out of his way to make this listener feel uncomfortable and unsafe.
Absolutely. This goes beyond a simple neighborly dispute.
Right.
This is harassment.
Yeah. And all of this must have been incredibly stressful for the listener and her husband.
I can't even imagine.
She mentioned her husband started getting really bad migraines and she was just constantly on edge.
Well, it's completely understandable, you know, living under that kind of constant stress.
Mm.
It takes a huge toll. I mean, it can manifest in all sorts of physical symptoms like headaches, sleep disturbances, even impact your immune system.
Wow.
And what's really concerning is that Darren seemed to be feeding off of the chaos he was creating.
Yeah.
For some individuals, the distress of others actually becomes a source of power.
That's scary.
It really is. And then things escalate even further when the listener finds a poison rat trap in her yard.
Oh, gosh.
Now, this is not only disturbing, but also potentially dangerous.
For sure, to children and pets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This marks a critical turning point. You know, it's no longer just about intimidation. Mm-hmm. This is a direct threat to safety.
Yeah, she did the right thing, though.
Yeah.
She contacted the police right away.
Good.
But even they seemed to have very limited options at that point.
Right.
And it must have been so frustrating to just feel like you're hitting a wall with the authorities.
Well, unfortunately, the legal system often struggles to keep up with these kinds of escalating neighbor conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
There are very specific legal definitions of harassment,
right,
and a certain threshold of evidence required for intervention.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be very difficult to get the help that you need when you're in that situation.
Yeah. So she's dealing with this constant stress, this sense of vulnerability and feeling like there's no escape.
Right.
I mean, it's a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
And from here, things are only going to get more intense.
Oh, boy.
So
buckle up.
Stay with us.
Yeah. Welcome back. You know, we left off with this listener facing a truly frightening situation.
Yeah, poison rat trap. The police can't really do anything, and Darren just seems to be thriving on all the turmoil that he's creating.
Right, like he's getting off on it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, as if things couldn't get worse, there's that whole incident with the groceries in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Which really highlights just how volatile this situation had become.
Right.
So walk us through what happened there.
Okay.
So she and her husband are loading groceries into their car when Darren pulls up in his van.
Oh.
Music blaring. You know, classic Darren.
Oh, yeah.
Rolls down his window.
Right.
Shouts some obscenities.
Mm.
And her husband, understandably, just snaps.
Oh, boy.
You know, yeah. He's at his wit's end, marches over to Darren. Fists clenched.
Uh-huh. So you're watching this unfold thinking, this is it.
Right.
This is the physical confrontation we've all been dreading.
Exactly. But then Darren, instead of getting out of the van, he just smiles, puts the van in reverse, and slams right into their car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Wow. That is so much more chilling than a physical altercation would have been.
Yeah.
You know, that calculated coldness.
Right.
Backing into the car and then just shrugging it off like it was an accident.
Yeah, like, oops.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
Like, it speaks to a very profound lack of empathy and remorse.
It really does. And to add insult to injury, the insurance company sides with Darren.
Oh, come on.
So they're left with a wrecked car, a mountain of paperwork, and this just sinking feeling that nothing is going to stop him.
Yeah, this must have been so disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, it's a feeling that a lot of people experience when they're dealing with these kinds of situations.
Right.
Like the system is failing to protect them.
Exactly. It's a violation on so many levels.
Yeah.
It's not just the damage to your property, but it's the sense of injustice, you know?
Yeah.
The feeling that you're being gaslighted and no one's believing you.
And that sense of powerlessness is incredibly damaging.
Right.
It erodes your sense of safety and security in your own home.
Yeah. And then comes the climax of this whole saga.
Yeah.
And it's a twist that no one saw coming.
Okay.
The van fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So tell us about that night.
All right.
It was late and they hear this commotion outside.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking glass, shouting.
Yeah.
And then the unmistakable crackle of flames.
Oh, boy.
They look out their window and there it is.
Darren's van.
Darren's rusty van engulfed in flames.
Now, this is where things get really interesting. You know, from a psychological perspective, knowing Darren's personality and the pattern of events that led up to this, you have to wonder if this fire was truly random or if someone finally reached their breaking point or snapped.
Yeah. And the letter doesn't reveal who actually started the fire.
Okay.
So it remains a mystery.
Right.
Was it a random act of vandalism?
Possibly.
Did another neighbor finally snap?
Uh-huh.
Or did Darren in some strange twist set the fire himself?
Oh, that's interesting.
As a way to, you know,
to create more drama.
Create more drama and chaos.
That's a really good question. You know, we know that individuals like Darren often thrive on attention.
Right.
Even negative attention.
Right. Any attention is good attention. Right.
Exactly. And what's even more intriguing is Darren's reaction to this whole event.
Yeah.
For the first time, he seemed genuinely shaken.
Mm-hmm.
He's yelling accusations, but there was this hint of fear in his eyes.
Almost like he realized that he's gone too far.
It's as if he suddenly realizes that he's not in control anymore.
Yeah.
The fire, regardless of who set it, disrupted this dynamic that he had so carefully constructed.
Yeah. And shortly after that, he packs up leaves with Lisa and their kid and the cul-de-sac falls silent.
Oh, okay.
You know, they finally had that peace and quiet that they were craving.
Right.
But it came at a very strange cost.
Yeah. It's what we often call the calm after the storm, you know?
Right.
The immediate threat is gone.
Yeah.
But the psychological and emotional fallout remains.
It's a very specific kind of unease, isn't it?
It is.
There's relief, of course.
Sure.
But also this nagging fear, this waiting for the other shoe to drop kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Did he really leave for good?
Right.
Will he come back?
Mm-hmm.
And who set the fire?
Mm-hmm.
These questions must have lingered in their mind for a long time.
Absolutely. Unresolved endings like this can be incredibly unsettling.
Yeah.
The lack of closure makes it difficult to move on.
Right.
You're left with this sense of uncertainty and fear of the unknown.
Yeah, she did mention that Lisa told someone that they were staying with family.
Okay.
But it was very vague.
Uh-huh.
Almost like a temporary solution.
It does. And it's particularly interesting that Lisa was the one who shared that information.
Right.
Not Darren.
Yeah.
You know, it speaks volumes about their dynamic, wouldn't you say? Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive. You know, we were left with this kind of cliffhanger.
Yeah, like what happens next?
Right, exactly. And the cul-de-sac is peaceful now, but is it really over?
Right. Is it just the beginning of a new chapter or something?
That's the question, isn't it? So let's explore some of those potential outcomes. And we have to start with the possibility that Darren is truly gone for good.
Okay. So that would obviously be the ideal scenario.
Right.
But how do you even begin to feel safe again after everything that she went through?
Well, that's the thing. You know, even if he never returns, the trauma of what happened has already had a lasting impact.
Right.
And it takes time to rebuild that sense of safety and security.
Yeah, she mentioned that she's still feeling on edge, like constantly looking over her shoulder.
Right.
So what are some strategies or coping mechanisms that people can use to kind of manage that kind of anxiety?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important to acknowledge and validate your feelings.
Okay.
You know, don't try to minimize the impact of what you've experienced. Yeah. Talking about it can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Whether it's with a therapist, a friend, a support group.
Right. Getting it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and then there are also some practical measures that can help to increase your sense of security.
Okay. Like what?
You know, things like reinforcing your home security.
Okay.
With better locks and alarm system, even security cameras.
Right.
It's about taking tangible steps to create a safe haven for yourself.
Those are great practical tips. But what about the emotional side of things? How do you start to let go of that constant fear?
Well, mindfulness and relaxation techniques can be incredibly helpful.
Okay.
Things like deep breathing exercises, meditation.
Right.
These can help to calm your nervous system and manage anxiety.
Okay.
You know, focusing on the present moment rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future.
Yeah, just be here now.
Exactly.
So even if Darren is gone for good, it sounds like healing from this is still going to be an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
But what if he comes back?
Well, that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's important to have a plan in place just in case that happens.
Okay, so what should she do?
Well, first of all, document everything.
Okay.
Any interaction, no matter how small, keep a detailed log of dates, times, specific details of what happened. This could be crucial evidence if you need to involve the authorities again.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, documentation is key.
It really is.
In these situations.
And remember, you're not alone.
Right.
Reach out to your community, connect with support groups, consider consulting with an attorney who specializes in harassment cases.
Definitely.
Knowledge is power, and understanding your legal options can help you feel a lot more in control.
So it sounds like even in this worst case scenario, there are still steps you can take to protect yourself.
Absolutely. And don't forget the power of your own resilience.
Right.
You know, you've already demonstrated incredible strength and courage in facing this adversity.
That's true.
And that inner strength will continue to serve you well.
Yeah, and this whole deep dive has really taken us through a whirlwind of emotions, hasn't it?
It really has.
The frustration of that parking dispute.
Right.
The escalating harassment, the fear and uncertainty, and ultimately the quest for peace and healing.
Exactly. And while we can't predict what the future holds for this listener and her quiet cul-de-sac, you know, we hope that this exploration has at least provided some valuable insights into the dynamics of these situations,
yeah,
the psychological impact they can have, and the importance of self-care and resilience.
Yeah, those are really good points.
You know, remember, you are not alone in this.
Right.
There are resources available to help you navigate this challenging time. Reach out, seek support, and never underestimate the power of your own strength.
That's a great message to end on.
Yeah.
So we encourage all of you to share your thoughts and experiences and maybe even offer some advice to other people who might be facing similar situations.
Yeah. What would you have done in this situation?
Yeah. Let's keep the conversation going.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.